Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. Happy New Year, everybody. If this is the first time you're hearing us since the ball fell at Times Square, my next guest was one of the dignitaries on the stage sharing the City Hall inaugural festivities yesterday. New York State Senator and Democratic Conference Leader in the State Senate, Andrea Stewart Cousins, who represents Yonkers and other parts of Westchester. The Democrats hold the majority in the State Senate, but four of them, not including Cousins, joined forces with Senate Republicans in the current session, and we're going to talk about that. Welcome back to WNYC, Senator Stewart Cousins. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Brian, and Happy New Year to all of your listeners.
First, what was your reaction to yesterday's ceremony?
You know, I've been to a lot of inaugurations, just as so many people have, but this was really, I mean, it was one of those extraordinary days that I think everyone left certainly inspired, excited about what this conflagration of these people would mean in terms of the direction of New York City. Clearly, I was listening to the discussion prior to my being on, and I mean, it was very, very clear that the tone had been set. This is an election of a mayor who understands that grassroots put him in this position to make some fundamental changes. Obviously, keep those things that were working well, but there's a recognition that there is a lot to be done to create the kind of New York City that people believe in and want to see happen. So I thought it was really extraordinary. The poet laureate was great. The rendition of John Lennon's song was great. It was wonderful to see Harry Belafonte. And on and on. You know, I just think everybody from Scott Springer and Tish James and certainly the mayor and watching President Clinton and saying hello to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was all marvelous. Everybody, it was cold, but because the theater was so fascinating, I think we all were very happy to be in that space at that time.
And not to, with us or against us, for you, too dismissive of Bloomberg's efforts to improve the city and things like that.
Well, you know, I can understand why the former mayor was... How do you say? You know, he was sort of listening clearly, and I think that President Clinton was probably the most gracious in terms of the Bloomberg legacy, and certainly Mayor de Blasio talked about some of the good things that happened. But you know, I think the reality is this is a different leadership, and I think that was the tone was set from Harry Belafonte on,
right.
And.
All right. So let's move on, because politics never sleeps. Democracy never sleeps. And now we're in 2014, which is a state of New York election year. Governor Cuomo up for reelection. All the members of the state legislature. There are going to be agendas coming out of Albany that reflect the fact that it's election year, an election year going in various directions. And Senator Jeffrey Klein, the leader of the so-called independent Democrats who share the leadership of the Senate with Republican Senate Majority Leader Dean Scalos, Jeffrey Klein from the Bronx was on this show, and he says he supports Mayor Bill de Blasio's pre-K funding program of taxing New York's high earners. Do you think he'll follow through with that and bring it to a vote with you but without Republican support if the Republicans don't want to go along?
You know, part of the dynamic of what's happened in the chamber, certainly since the IDC formed this pact with the Republican Senate, is that they have this power-sharing agreement that disallows anything that the other doesn't want from getting to the floor. So you saw evidence of how we had complete... despite the fact that the majority of people wanted to see certain things happen, because of this relationship, we couldn't see something like ethics reform. I mean, everybody had an ethics package. The Assembly had an ethics package. The traditional Democrats that I lead had the ethics package. The IDC had an ethics package. So you would think, certainly, you know, obviously New Yorkers are looking to see some accountability and some responsiveness with regard to ethic reforms from the legislature, you would think that we would be able to get something on the floor. It could not happen. The Republicans had no ethics package and presumably didn't want to have one. And because of that relationship, it didn't happen.
So
women's equality, the same thing. We had the whole package. But because the Republicans, I mean, which is amazing to me, that apparently there's not one Republican who is willing to vote for reproductive health in the New York State Senate, but because they would not put them in a position to actually vote for reproductive health, updating the laws, they broke up the package where the governor presented a whole package of 10 points. The Assembly passed a package of 10 points, but because of this power-sharing relationship, they would not allow reproductive health to be voted on.
So it is Women's Bill of Rights. So Senator Klein was a guest on this program just recently to talk about his group's agenda, the IDC, the Independent Democrats who are aligned with the Republicans of the state Senate, their agenda for 2014. And it was a list of progressive items by and large. So I asked if his aim is so progressive, why break away from the rest of you, the Democratic caucus in the state Senate? Here's about a minute of our exchange. It begins with my question. So why not align yourselves with the Democrats in the Senate, and then the Democrats would have a clear majority?
Okay, Brian, I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson. You know, the Democrats were in charge for 2 years. I was the deputy majority leader at the time. We failed to do campaign finance reform, gay marriage, ethics reform, farm workers' bill of rights, anything that the progressives fought for all these years. Then you jumpstart to our coalition government, where we achieved marriage equality, minimum wage increase to $9 for the hardest working New Yorkers, the most comprehensive and toughest gun bill in the nation in the SAFE Act, because we got these things done through bipartisan cooperation. So I'm very proud of the things we're able to accomplish by working out together things that we can all agree on and not drawing a line in the sand like they're doing in Washington every day.
Senator Jeffrey Klein on our show recently. So how do you respond to his version of history, Senator Stewart Cousins? Have they been able maybe to accomplish more by working with the Republicans?
No. I mean, by his own admission, again, he was part of the leadership when we were in charge, as he said. But clearly, ethics reform, not done. Campaign finance reform, not done. Minimum wage, despite the fact that the governor asked for an $8.75 minimum wage in his state of the state a year ago today, and the Assembly passed one that started with $9 in indexing. The IDC said they wanted $9 in indexing. The traditional Democrats said we wanted $9 with indexing. And what do we have? As of midnight on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we gave $8. And that will be the minimum wage until next year. In fact, we won't get to $9 until 2016. So the compromise that happened when you talk about this bipartisan cooperation, the compromise that happened has put New York hardworking, low-wage workers, frankly, at a lower wage than what's going to happen in what has happened in New Jersey, what's happening in California, what's happening everywhere around us. So, no, this isn't an obviously marriage equality is something that, yes, we tried to get past, but we laid the groundwork and it happened. It is obviously a national issue at this point, and even our Republicans understood that it is time for marriage equality. The SAFE Act, every single Democrat in my conference voted for the SAFE Act, because there were so many pieces of our legislation that were in that bill. The governor called on us at the very beginning to support, and we did. And without our conference, the IDC and the Republicans could not have passed it because together they didn't make up the requisite 32 votes, and our unanimity passed those laws.
So going forward into this election year of 2014, and with just four, I think that's the number of Democrats in that IDC who align with the Republicans. Are you seeking candidates to primary them to run against Jeff Klein and the other three? Diane Savino from Staten Island is one of the others from downstate, to regain control of the Senate clearly for the Democrats?
You know, Brian, as I say to everyone, we are seeking to get the people's work done. And I think your question at the outset of the interview is really important. I mean, these are folks who are saying they have a progressive agenda. There are Democrats in the chamber now who also have a progressive agenda. We need to make sure that while we're promoting our job growth and strengthening our businesses and strengthening the economy, putting people back to work, that we are also taking care of those things, whether it's ethics reform, campaign reform, women's issues, and all of those things that we talked about, we need to get done. Now, how do we do that? I've always been in the position where I am open to working with Senator Klein, working with all of my partners in the chamber. I'm not focused on reelection right now. I really am focused on trying to get this work done. I hope that since they have all of these great plans, that they get them to the floor, because last year, none of them came to the floor. It's one thing to say, I'm interested in seeing this and that happen. But if you know that it is just basically a proclamation without any real opportunity to vote on these things to make them happen, it is just not going
to
work.
So to wrap this up by bringing it back to the de Blasio agenda, since he was just inaugurated, you're saying the structure of the agreement between those four independent Democrats and the Republicans in the state Senate would prevent the tax hike for pre-K from coming to a vote in the Senate or being passed by the Senate if the Republicans disagree, even if you would have a majority with all of the Democrats voting yes, if it were to come to the floor.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, that's the reality.
Right.
That is the structure of their agreement, and that is why 2014 will be an interesting year to watch.
Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who represents Yonkers and other parts of Westchester and the Democratic Conference in the New York State Senate. Thank you for coming on with us.
It's really great to talk to you.
To you and Jeff Klein and others as this election year goes on.